Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 23 is coming up. Hey, everybody. Welcome to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall. I'm your host for this musical podcast in which we celebrate and showcase the great blues music originating from right here in Portland, Oregon, and the surrounding area as well. Welcome to the show. A big hearty welcome to new listeners, and a big thank you to repeat listeners for coming on back and enjoying the show. I know in the time since you last were here, you've been telling all your friends about the show, telling them they've got to listen to PDX Bluescast, and I'll just keep it up, all right? It's growing slowly but steadily. We're gaining a listenership, and it's great to see. So I hope you're enjoying the show, and there's lots of cool stuff in store. I've got a good show today with perhaps an unexpected treat for you that I hope you'll enjoy. I was going to give you a little treat. I had an idea anyway a second ago to give you a little ambiance, a little local Portland, Oregon ambiance, because today, all of a sudden, after 3-4 days of sunny, hot weather, today it's raining. It's Friday here in Portland. I'm a day late with the show. I try to do it on Thursdays. But anyway, here it is, Friday, and the rain has started coming. And just a little while ago, it was raining hard enough that I could have opened the window and let you hear some of it. For those of you Portland expatriates who are living elsewhere now, but live the... hello. But miss the Portland feel, I thought I'd be able to give you a little taste, but... Sure enough, in keeping with the weather here, as soon as I got that idea and opened the window, well, the rain had subsided quite a bit, and all you were going to hear was a stupid neighborhood dog making a noise, and that's no fun. So instead of that, instead of the ambiance, maybe it'll start raining again, and I'll get a chance to do that a little later on, but failing that, let's go to some music. What do you say? We haven't heard from Ellen White in a while, and this is a track that I dug up again after some time away from her records. And this is from, it might be the first record put out by Ellen White and Reflex Blue. That album's called Different Point of Blue, and this song is If You Ever See My Baby. We'll be right back.
to you, baby, about how I feel inside. It's a burning, burning feeling, a love I can't hide. Please tell me, baby, is there a chance you could love me too? 'Cause I got a burning, burning heart.
That's the Strange Tones with a nice minor blues there called Burning Heart. That comes from their 2005 CD entitled Crime-a-Billy. I realized it had been a while since we'd heard from the Strange Tones, so I thought I'd cue that one up. That was written by Phil Suburban Slim Wagner and sung by him as well. I'm fairly certain there's a, you hear first a guitar solo by Phil, and then shortly after another smoking solo from guitar Julie, and so you get a double treat there. Great song, and Crime-a-Billy, if you missed me saying it before, a great record. Follow the link to where you can get your own copy. It's well worth having. Before the Strange Tones, you heard Ellen White and Reflex Blue with If You Ever See My Baby. That comes from their 1996 album entitled Different Point of Blue, and that featured a piano solo by Dover Weinberg, one of the standout piano player and organist dudes in town here. So nice work there by Ellen and the band. And that song was written by her guitarist, at least at the time, her guitarist, Gary Mazur, who is a great talent in his own right. Okay, now time for a treat. I have played the original Snake Boy on the show before. And this is a guy who has won a national level slide guitar competition. He's very talented, a songwriter as well as an interpreter of other people's songs. And he has an album called Playing with Fire, and definitely one you should add to your collection if you have not yet. But a couple years ago, Snake Boy played the Cascade Blues Association monthly meeting, did an acoustic set there, and I have a couple tracks from that performance, which I'd like to share with you. They really do a great job of capturing what Snake Boy is all about live. He really lets loose, and you really hear a lot of passion in his songs. And like I say, these are interpretations of other people's songs. Willie Dixon and Robert Johnson, you know, you can't get much better than that. But he really makes them his own by just absolutely kind of burying himself in the feel of the songs. And so let's let you hear that instead of hearing me talk about it. We'll do a double set here of the original Snake Boy from March of 2004. Here's Backdoor Man to start things off.
Well, all you people out there trying to sleep, I'm somewhere making my midnight creep. Up early in the morning when the rooster crows, something tells me I got to go. Oh yeah! Baby, I'm your backdoor man. But the little girls understand. Baby, take me to the doctor, shot full of holes. Nurse cries, please save his soul. Children for murder, first degree. Judge was bribed, and I let the man go free. Oh yeah, baby, I'm your backdoor man, love. Well, men down now, you know, but the little girls understand. Take him down. Cop's wife cries. Brother be dead, y'all. 6 feet to the ground. When you get home, you can eat y'all pork and beans. I eat more chicken in a medicine, oh yeah! Baby, I'm your backdoor man. Little girls understand. Thank you. you now that little girls understand. I'm your backdoor man. Little Willie Dixon for you right now. Thank you now. Like a dog, I ain't lying about it.
That is the original Snake Boy, live at the Cascade Blues Association monthly meeting on March 3rd, 2004. He's playing there Ramblin' on My Mind, the Robert Johnson classic, which was also made famous by Elmore James. Before Ramblin' on My Mind, you heard him do Willie Dixon's Backdoor Man. I hope you enjoyed that. I thought it was a neat opportunity to, like I said, give you a sense of what the guy does live. And he really took over the room, and it was definitely one of the highlight meetings that I've been to. So if you don't have his CD Playing with Fire, please follow the links in the show notes and get your copy of that. It's good stuff. Okay, yes, I want to send a musical shout-out to Frank Paris Slim Goldwasser, who, as I've mentioned in previous shows, has recently relocated here to Portland, Oregon, and brought his massive guitar talent with him. However, right now, as we speak, he is not in Portland. He's temporarily over in Belgium. He has roots, strong roots, over in Europe, and he's over there to perform tomorrow night, the 20th, at the Spring Blues Festival. in Belgium. And get this, he's brought a little bit of Portland blues with him. He buttonholed Lloyd Jones and D.K. Stewart to go over there and play with him. They're playing with a rhythm section group of guys that Frank knows in Belgium, but he's brought over the guitar and vocal talents of Lloyd Jones and the keyboard and vocal talents of D.K. Stewart, and that is going to be, man, that's a good lineup. I wish I was there. I find myself hoping perhaps they're recording a little bit of their performance, because that would be really fun to hear. I'll have to find out once they're back. But I thought I would, pay a little tribute and play one of Frank's great tunes from his album called Blue Jew. This is a song called Homesick Blues, and it's from Frank Goldwasser. We'll be right back. Yeah, that's Adam Skramstad with a very pretty instrumental tune entitled I Ain't Gone. That comes from his 2006 CD entitled No Sun Around Blues, and that was produced by Terry Robb. A very nice work there. We listened to a couple tracks from Adam in show number 18, I think, and I thought it was time to revisit him and hear a little. The other two tunes I played previously were cover tunes of real blues classics. That was an original by Adam himself, and so we know that the guy can compose as well as play very nicely. So thanks to Adam. Check out this record if you are interested. If you liked what you heard, there's good stuff there. And prior to Adam Skramstad, we heard Frank Paris Slim Goldwasser from his CD entitled Blue Jew, and that song is called Homesick Blues. Kind of a cool vintage feel there with the slide guitar, but then sort of an updated rhythm, which, believe it or not, was apparently, according to the liner notes, was borrowed from a Somalian pop song. So go figure. Frank definitely is very eclectic in his influences, and that record, oh, it just has all kinds of feels on it and is a lot of fun to listen to. So check that out. That's called Blue Jew, and it came out in 2003. Okay, well, that's going to do it for the show this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you tell your friends. Like I said, I hope you go over to our Frapper map. That's frapper.com/PDXBluescast, or just go to our website, www.pdxbluescast.com. You'll see a graphic there that says, Where Are We? Click that and you'll get to our Frapper map. If you have not added yourself to our map yet, I'd ask you to do so, because it's a great way for me to see who's listening, and not only that, but also where they're coming from when they're listening to the show. And we've had some cool people joining, some new people adding themselves to the map, and I'm going to try to get there while I'm talking to you, but that doesn't always work all that well. So let's see. In the meantime, I'll mention to you that you can go to our website to get in touch with me, too. Go to www.pdxbluescast.com. You can post a comment on the blog, like lots of our friends do from time to time. You can also send email to letters@pdxbluescast.com. I'll receive that email and we'll be happy to hear from you. Also, if you want to leave us a voicemail message, which... has anyone done that yet? I don't know that anyone has, and so I'd really encourage you to do that. All you got to do to leave me a voicemail is call 206-203-3PDX. That's 206-203-3739. And unless you ask me not to, I'll play it on the air, and you'll get to voice your opinions live and in person. Or, okay, almost live. Anyway, back to the map. We've recently had some cool folks such as Cecilia from Brisbane, Australia, join. That's really neat. Cecilia, I hope you're enjoying the show, and thanks very much for putting yourself on the map. We've also heard from G-Man, who's in Salem, Oregon, and also we had Martin, who had been on the map before, but had some kind of problem with his computer or otherwise, and he rejoined, and Martin's in Germany, and I believe Martin is the one who also has his own blues podcast. So thanks to everybody who has recently joined, and I encourage those of you who have not gotten yourselves on the map to go ahead and do that, please. This is the part of the show where I always say, hey, it's time for you to stop sitting and listening to a podcast or to other music just right there at your computer. Go out and hear it live. You heard what the Snake Boy there sounds like live. You heard the energy that was there when he was performing for a crowd. That's what you go out to get when you go to the clubs and hear these bands live. There's good music this weekend all over town. I'm sure if you're not in Portland, there's good music wherever you are. Go out and hear it. I'll mention that tonight, Friday the 19th, and tomorrow night, Saturday the 20th, the Cascade Blues Association is holding its Journey to Memphis competition, where a bunch of bands, I think it's 16 or 17 bands, or a split over two nights, are competing to move on to the next level of the competition, which ultimately sends a band or artist to Memphis for the International Blues Challenge. So head over to Beale Street Northwest, either Friday or Saturday night. You will get a smorgasbord of up-and-coming blues artists, and it's cool. You'll hear folks with, who are pretty new on the scene. You're also going to hear some folks who are much more experienced, and they're all vying for that place in the competition. So I think two bands will be selected Friday night, another two bands selected Saturday. And then they go on to the next level of competition, which will take place at the Waterfront Blues Festival, right there in the thick of things on 4th of July weekend at the Waterfront. So cool stuff to be heard there. And there's a bunch of other good music, too, so get out and hear that. I think that's enough from me. Come back next week. We'll have another cool show, some good music to be heard. I'm expecting some good stuff, and I'm just having a little trouble getting my hands on it. But I think that by next week, I'll have the stuff that I'm referring to in veiled terms. So come on back. For now, my name is Pat McDougall. I've been your host. I thank you very, very much for listening. And over the next week, won't you keep the blues alive?